Chapter 2.
The sweep bar on the Jade Shadow's sensor display arced across the screen, slowly shading the region above the planetary horizon a deep blue. Once the entire area had changed hue, Ben authorized the reconnaissance drone to alter its course and start the next pass. To his surprise and relief, the entire screen remained blue, and a message scrolled across the bottom. Final pass, all clear.
"That's it," he said,
swiveling around to face Vistara Kai. Ben was sitting on the main flight deck in the co-pilot's chair, and Vistara was seated across from him in the navigator's chair. The shadow remained on the river beach, below the volcano where Abeloth had kept her lair.
"There's nothing in orbit big enough to be a spacecraft. Agreed?"
Vistara continued to study her display, slumped down in her seat with one arm in a sling, looking pained and exhausted after more than 2 days of sensor monitoring. Finally, she nodded.
"No Rockhound, no Chasemaster frigates."
She turned to face Ben, her brown eyes steady and appraising despite her wound and her fatigue.
"But what about your cousin's Stealth X? That wouldn't show up in a standard sensor sweep, would it?"
Ben forced a smirk, trying to hide the little ache he felt inside. With Vistara, no question was ever innocent, no suggestion free of a hidden agenda.
"You heard what it went through," he said. "Do you really think even Jaina Solo could keep it in one piece for 2 days?
A slow smile came to Vistara's lips, looking a bit like a sneer because of the scar at the corner of her mouth.
"I guess I'll take your word for it," she said. "So yes, I agree."
"That both sides have honored their agreement?" Ben clarified. "That all vessels except our Shadow and Lord Talon's Emiax have withdrawn from the vicinity?"
Vistara let her breath out.
"Look, you don't have to get snarky. I said I agree."
"I just want to be sure," Ben replied. "You Sith can be pretty slippery about your agreements."
"And that's news to you?"
Vistara retorted.
"Your reactor is just running hot because we took you by surprise. Your father knew Talon would try to take him out. He just didn't expect it to happen before we finished Abeloth."
"Talon was trying to capture Abeloth."
Ben took a deep breath, forcing himself to remain calm.
"Who'd expect a Sith High Lord to try something so stupid?"
To Ben's surprise, Vistara laughed out loud.
"Good point," she said. "That was a Nork-headed move. But Talon learned his lesson, and he knows he isn't going to learn much about Abeloth's true nature without your father's help. So we're all back to working together."
"For now."
Vistara shrugged and admitted,
"For now. But until that changes, what's the harm in being nice to each other?"
Ben sighed, knowing exactly where the harm lay. After all, this was the girl who had exaggerated her injury to keep him distracted while her father tried to murder his father, and he was wise enough to know she would try it again. Sith girls played rough, and they always cheated. But her game was the kind two could play, and Ben was just as capable of exploiting an edge as Vistara was.
"No harm, I guess. Just don't expect me to let my guard down."
Vistara smiled and considered him for a moment, then said,
"You haven't yet."
She glanced aft toward the Shadow's medbay, where Dion Stad had lain in a healing trance for the last 2 days.
"Speaking of being nice, I wonder how our patient is doing. Maybe we should..."